brothers and sisters?
Well, I attended a Catholic school, and I was always in the top five of the class. Mm-hmm. But there was always somebody who would walk by and say, "Don't forget you're a nigger." Mm-hmm. Nigger, Negro, colored. Those were the words that were used to refer to us of mixed blood. Mm-hmm. But I got tired of that boy harassing me. They were inside, but the first degrees were inside of a picket fence. Mm-hmm. And those of us who, I remember I was in the seventh grade, and he walked up to the fence, "You're a half-breed, you're a half-breed, you're a half-breed." I got tired, I reached through there. The fence, I got a hold of him and I yanked him up to the fence and I pounded his head good.
Good.
Then I pushed him away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But as he fell, his hand landed on a rock and he threw it. And the rock hit me all upside of my face. Mm-hmm. Well, we go in school, "Sister, sister, George Baker's got a black eye." "Sister Mary Fidelia, may God rest her soul wherever she is." But she took me up in front of the room. "Just look at her. Go to the office." I went to the office and Mother Superior said, "Now, Georgia, what's the problem?" And I told her. So she sent for him. And she said, "Who told you Georgia was a half-breed? My mama and my daddy." She said, "Well, you're darker than she is." Boy, I never in my life since I've never seen such a tantrum. He kicked and he screamed and he hollered. Then she sent from my mother and father. She said, "Georgia cannot go through life fighting. You got to explain to her." Mm-hmm. I fought every step of the way.
Yeah.
To better my life, better my children's lives, to better the lives of people who I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. So.